560 AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News, app.
I'm Dave Packer. A Republican-led plan in Ohio to change how that state's constitution gets amended got stopped in its tracks at the polls on Tuesday. ABC's Alex Perche is in Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio voters rejecting a measure that would have made it harder to pass an amendment protecting abortion rights. Voters striking down a Republican measure that would have required a 60% supermajority to change the Constitution instead of a simple majority. It was a critical vote ahead of an election this November where voters will consider a constitutional amendment guaranteeing access to abortion.
The White House is praising the 5-4 Supreme Court decision to keep in place new Biden administration regulations on ghost guns, and say Tuesday's decision will help combat the surge of those difficult-to-trace weapons. Outside Austin, multiple buildings in an apartment complex damaged or destroyed in a massive brush fire in Cedar Park, Texas, that forced evacuations overnight. 10 years in prison for hip-hop star Tory Lanez for shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the feet. This is ABC News. Millions were watching, billions were up for grabs.
And tonight's record-breaking Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated annuitized $1.58 billion.
There had been no winner since mid-April, but it happened Tuesday night. The winning numbers matching a single ticket sold in Neptune, Florida. And whoever has it takes home the largest grand prize in the history of Mega Millions and the third biggest ever in U.S. history. And if the winner, as most do, chooses a cash option, they'll receive $783.3 million. More details are expected later today. The popular weight loss drug Wegovy may have more added health benefits. A new study found the drug lowers the risk of heart attack and stroke in overweight adults with cardiovascular disease by up to 20%. Drug maker Novo Nordisk says the latest clinical trial shows drugs like Wegovy can help with more than weight loss. Another trial found Ozempic also helps lower the risk of heart attack and stroke in type 2 diabetes patients. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because...
Krieg.
Keurig. Yeah. You don't even know how to say it. It doesn't know how to operate.
You know how to use it.
So I don't know about that. But he goes, go make some coffee. Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said, I go make some coffee. I went back there. I just couldn't get, I don't know, it didn't work. And I came in here because it's all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer, engineer, the wonderful, the fabulous, the effervescent, Mr. Aaron Zommers over on the board. It is a Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. Welcome into a Tuesday, Mr. Zommers. My voice still not quite back.
But you sound better than yesterday.
Do
and I? You know what? I would say... A tip to all of you out there, all of you listening, yes. Wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and think about how you can be effervescent today.
Well, I think you're bubbly, full of energy. I think that's effervescent. That's fantastic. Yeah, apologies. I'm still out of voice after coming down with something this week. And I tested again this morning for COVID just because I don't want to be spreading that to my colleagues. And still negative. I've had COVID once last year. It does not feel the same. My voice, my throat isn't sore. I'm just hoarse. And I got like this drainage. My head is all clogged up. So I apologize to you, the listener, and the viewers, whether you're joining us over the air, on the app, or on the video stream on Facebook, Twitter, and now YouTube as well. I will try to watch the voice. I've got my lemon and honey here in the cup. Sip on that. Speaking of that, I want to start off the show. And by the way, we're going to get to breaking news here in a minute from the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice Roberts and I believe Amy Coney Barrett have gone with the liberals and stopped the proliferation of ghost guns, at least for a short time. We're going to get to that in a second.
Ghost guns?
Ghost guns. You know what those are?
I have no idea. I guess I'm about to learn.
You're about to learn. But here's what I want to get off my chest. So I come in today, and Mr. Zommers and I were going to sit down and do some editing for something. And I said, well, let's walk down. I needed to go to the bank for a minute and get some more medication, some Mucinex and that sort of thing. I said, why don't you walk with me? I'll get us a drink. We'll talk about what we're going to do on the show. So we do that. And if you're familiar with the State Street area of Madison at the end on Campus Mall, one of the cool things is all the proliferation of food carts. Wonderful food carts. And I said, you know what? When I used to work at the state capitol, there was a food cart and it was called I'm Here. I'm Here, which I think is a wonderful name because wherever you are, you're there. So I'm Here. It doesn't matter where you are, you're here. So I'm Here, run by a wonderful woman. And she always, you'd walk up, she had a smile on her face and she'd say, hi, can I help you? And I said, this is one of the best lemonades I ever got. So we went, I didn't know it was a different person. And I was leery, but I said, oh, this one looks like it said smoothies on it. So let's try it out. And so I said, let's order us a couple of lemonades, fresh squeezed lemonade. That's what it was advertised as, right? And so I ordered them. I said, well, just give me the medium. And so she says, okay, that'll be $14. I thought, holy smokes. Last time I had a lemonade from a food cart in Madison, it was like $3.50. You know, I mean, $7 a piece. I'm like, well, all right, fine. I'm too polite to say
right.
No thanks.
Same here.
Yeah. So I said, fine. Well, we waited, what, a good 10 minutes for these lemonades. I don't think it was real squeezed lemonade. I don't
think so either.
I mean, it has here. I'm holding it up. I'm holding up the glass for those watching the video. I mean, there's one slice of lemon, but to Mr. Zahmer's point, there's no, and I don't like a lot of pulp anyway, but there was like zero. It tasted to me like Crystal Light with a squeeze of lemon in it.
Yeah, it left something to be desired.
$7 for a lemonade now on State Street. So I don't know. I'm bringing, and I brought my own lemons to do my lemon and honey, but.
Oh, and another note, you mentioned it said smoothies on the side of the truck, but yeah. We looked at the menu and did not see any options for smoothies, which was confusing.
Very confusing. So anyway, that was Mr. Zahmer's and I morning this morning, but hopefully your day is going a little bit better than ours today. Here's what's breaking news on the news wires at this hour. The U.S. Supreme Court has paused a lower court decision that invalidated the Biden administration's efforts to regulate it, so-called ghost guns, allowing enforcement of restrictions while legal proceedings continue. What that means in English is that there is a case going on right now challenging a Biden administration effort to stop ghost guns. And we're going to come back and talk about it at greater length. And the question for you that we want to hear from you: should ghost guns be banned in America, or at least have to be registered? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And to Mr. Zahmer's point, what the heck is a ghost gun? Contrary to popular belief, it is not used by Bill Murray in Ghostbusters. What they are basically homemade guns, and they're mostly made out of plastic. Some people use them a 3D printer.
I was just going to say, it must be the 3D printed ones.
Right, and then print those. Sometimes they come in what's called a kit, and you assemble them. They're small, usually, like a handgun. Sometimes not very powerful. Sometimes they can be. Sometimes they don't shoot a long distance, but deadly nonetheless. And they have proliferated because it makes people who aren't eligible to buy a gun, you can basically get it, you know, through Amazon and make your own. And so the Supreme Court, John Roberts and I believe Amy Coney Barrett have joined with the liberals on the U.S. Supreme Court. Should these ghost guns be banned? 844-967-2789. Back with more on that and many other subjects. John Roach in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with a chance for scattered storms. Highs around 81. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows level off around 52. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 78. Low 80s Friday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 70s Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 62.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. When news breaks, who are you going to call? Civic Media, that's who, on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is quarter past the hour of 1 o'clock. Nice job, Mr. Zommers, on the board. Asking you this hour, should ghost guns be banned? What do you say, Toddy? What's a ghost gun? Great story on CBS News. Ghost guns are unregistered and untraceable homemade weapons that can be made with a 3D printer or assembled from a kit. According to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, such weapons are contributing to the rise in gun violence. Weapons can be produced for less than $200. So they make these things for $200. Although officials have put the average price of a ghost gun at around $500. And I was wrong before the break, Mr. Zommers. I thought this was limited to more handguns, but I was wrong. Countless websites offer kits for everything from handguns to AR-15s and AK-47s. That has been all the way back since 2018. There's also a kit similar to a Glock 9mm with no background check or waiting period. Current law requires firearm manufacturers to include serial numbers on weapons, but does not regulate most parts, making these types of assembled guns hard for authorities to trace. Also, buyers of kits are not required to undergo background checks the way that gun purchases are, which authorities say allows people to skirt laws aimed at blocking certain gun purchases. So here's my bugaboo. You got a lot of Republicans out there that say, yeah, I'm all for red flag laws. I'm all for background checks. But yet they don't want to regulate these ghost guns. And it's an end run around, you see. It allows people who have no business having a firearm. People with, you know, criminal records. People have been banned from having a gun for things they have done. And it allows them to skirt it. What do you think? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on the subject, because I think that they I think either these ghost guns have to fall under regulation and have to have serial numbers, and you have to have the same background check or basically go through a centralized area. And if it's not possible to do that, or if manufacturers are unwilling, then just ban the things. Get rid of them. Because it's a danger. And again, I am not someone who believes we should ban all firearms. I'm a believer in the Second Amendment with certain regulations. I don't think that people should have AR-15s. You know, if you have to use an AR-15 to hunt, you're not a very good shot. All right? That's my opinion. But what say you? Because the Supreme Court today, on a 5-4 ruling, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined with three liberals to freeze a lower court's ruling. So basically, it puts this kind of restriction on ghost guns until September, when the full case goes to the court. Let's go to Bill in Oconomowoc on the phone lines. Bill, thanks for holding. What say you?
As a gun owner and advocate of guns, I believe in guns to this point. Concealed carry, the wheels have come off the bus way too much. They don't even want to be qualified. They don't want permits. They don't want training. I asked him, one of the concealed carry chief instructors in Wisconsin, how do you guys teach a firefight? he said, we're not firefighters, or she said. I thought, oh, my God, they don't even know what I'm talking about. Yet they want guns on this. I mean, come on. We don't fight fires. I didn't talk about fire. I talked about a firefight with guns. These people are addicted to the money that the NRA gives them, like Ron Johnson, Scott Walker. They all got big checks from the NRA. Well, of course they're going to tell their constituency to flood the country with guns. But what gets me about the Democrats, why don't the Democrats say, well, you've got all the guns you know what to do with, including covering the fetuses and the unborn. Mm-hmm. That's how many guns we have.
Sure.
But yet you do nothing when you hear about all the murders, the holdup, and the crime going through the roof. It's connected. And the math equation is this: more guns, more killing.
Bill, I'm
and they deny it up and down.
I'm super interested. You said that you're a gun owner, as am I. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah, and I'm all for hunting. I think it's a great Wisconsin tradition. I own a 30-06, a couple of 22s, a 12-gauge shotgun. I go bird hunting, but I'm with you. I think people should have the right to own a firearm, but this kind of stuff having these ghost guns out there with no trace and allowing
can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll tell you how crazy it is. It takes us 2 weeks to get hunter safety to kill a deer. It takes us zero to kill a person.
That is a great point. And I sat through, I don't have a concealed carry permit. I was working in the state Senate when this was passed, and I sat through a concealed carry class. And they, at the time, I think you're right, it's gone completely haywire. Because at the time, back in 2005, 2006, they went at great lengths to say, look, this is a responsibility. Because if you, even if you're in the right, and you exercise using your weapon, even in the right, number one, expect to get arrested. Number two, expect to at least go to jail for a short time until things get sorted out. And this does not absolve you from potentially being liable in a civil case. So they went out of their way to say, this is basically a last-ditch resort, and now it seems like people want to use it like the Old West.
Well, my dad, who was ex-military, he was a captain in the Army during World War II, he said he was totally against this.
Yeah.
He said even in the military, your sidearms have to be checked on base when you go off base.
Right.
Even in the military. Now, these people are trained.
Right.
They're trained to handle firearms. We, because of this political ridiculousness of the Republicans, we have a right from the First Amendment, but with rights come responsibility. Mm-hmm. We have a right to drive a car, but it enhances responsibility. We have a right to own a gun in Wisconsin, but we don't need to accept the responsibility. That doesn't make sense.
Totally agree, Bill. Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you. Bill in Oconomowoc, thank you for the call. If you'd like to join Bill on the air, we'd love to have you. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You can also reach us via text. Simply download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. There's a button there to text us and to call as well. We'd love to hear from you either way. I love that call, Mr. Zombers. I think Bill is absolutely right about that.
I completely agree with Bill. I do want to bring up, just to further the discussion, a little bit of a devil's advocate point here.
Sure.
That being able to build your own stuff is cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm somebody who I've built my own computers since like middle school or whatever. Now, that's probably easier than assembling a gun, but whatever.
I'm going to grab the phone real quick, and I'll let you finish that thought. 1 second. Mr. Zomer's going to get the phone. I agree with we'll finish up with his call, or Mr. Zomer's thought, but I agree with Bill about this personal responsibility. Well, you know, I was a Republican for 25 years until I left the party in 2011, and one thing Republicans always used to preach was personal responsibility, and it seems like they've forgotten that part of traditional Republicanism, Mr. Zomers.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that while that is the case, that it's cool to build your own stuff, there needs to be restrictions around it. Like, if you're buying a kit, it should be serialized on the barrel or whatever, and you should need a background check. However, how do you legislate that? Like, if somebody buys a 3D printer and they just do it at their own house, how can you stop them? And if you take any, like if you add mandatory software on all 3D printers that scans to see if the file is a gun, people just change their files and make it look different. Okay. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a way to stop people doing it in their home. You can easily regulate the kits, but I just don't know how you can stop people from doing it at their home.
Well, this measure from ATF, which took effect in August of 2022, updated the rules regarding the definition of quote unquote a firearm under the Gun Control Act to address the proliferation of ghost guns, which, of course, as we said, are untraceable. And the rule defined firearm to include ghost gun kits and clarified the definition of frames or receivers, which are also sold in kits. Should these ghost guns either be regulated or banned? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Milwaukee in southeast Wisconsin. Pardon me. Ron, down in Milwaukee, we appreciate you listening. What say you?
Hi. Hey, totally agree. Ghost weapons should be banned. We should have much closer checks on unlicensed or under-regulated arms dealers that sell gun parts and resell guns at straw sales and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
I would just want to add something here, which is not only are Republicans sort of hyperactive on the subject of the Second Amendment, what it means. I now see with gun control, but also a whole range of social and political issues, that the First Amendment is coming into play as a backdrop.
Mm.
So instead of its plain meaning again, and its plain intent, it's their get out of jail free card, which is I'm expressing my freedom of expression, and that should be absolute, 100%. So, for example, you get Trump's lawyers saying, "Well, he's you can't put him in jail for giving away secret documents and all of that because that's an expression of his free speech rights," and the same when he's in court. I think I've heard of cases involving guns, whether it was a shooting or just an issue of ownership, that somebody's picked up with a gun that they're not supposed to have.
Sure.
And I think I've heard of people making the claim in court but I have a First Amendment right as well.
What? Let me ask you this, Ron. Are you a gun owner or are you a hunter?
Well, I have owned guns.
Sure.
I was trained as a child up in northern Wisconsin on how to use a gun properly and how to hunt. I was a Boy Scout and all that.
Yeah.
But I don't keep one in the house because I'm an urban person. Secondly, I just don't think most of us need one.
Right.
If you want to have one, that's fine. But you better be prepared to be carefully licensed, just like as if you owned a car, and get checked from time to time on your ability to use the gun properly. Just like you need a driver's test every few years to make sure that you can operate the device.
Sure.
And secondly, you should be ready to go through fairly rigorous background checks. And then if you live in a community that's in its wisdom says, we're not having personal gun ownership in this community, except for hunting guns.
Right.
And you have to have a license for that. I think that's fine, because why else should you...
Here's what I find so interesting, Ron, is that I think it's a reasonable position, and I think that most people, even if you own guns, nobody's looking to ban all guns. This is a reasonable protection for the getting rid of these ghost guns. I really appreciate your input, Ron. Ron down in Milwaukee, thank you so very much. Really appreciate the calls. Don't go anywhere. More after this. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A Republican-led plan in Ohio to change how that state's constitution gets amended got stopped in its tracks at the polls on Tuesday. ABC's Alex Perchet is in Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio voters rejecting a measure that would have made it harder to pass an amendment protecting abortion rights. Voters striking down a Republican measure that would have required a 60% supermajority to change the Constitution instead of a simple majority. It was a critical vote ahead of an election this November where voters will consider a constitutional amendment guaranteeing access to abortion.
The White House is praising the 5-4 Supreme Court decision to keep in place new Biden administration regulations on ghost guns and say Tuesday's decision will help combat the surge of those difficult-to-trace weapons. Outside Austin, multiple buildings in an apartment complex damaged or destroyed in a massive brush fire in Cedar Park, Texas, that forced evacuations overnight. 10 years in prison for hip-hop star Tory Lanez for shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the feet. This is ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is now 1:33 on a Tuesday afternoon, August 8th. Glad to have you along. Apologize again for the raspy voice. Sounds like I was out in the street smoking a pack of cigarettes before I came in, right?
I don't think you were, at least.
No, I can't do the cigarettes. I used to occasionally do a cigar, and I guess I still would under the right circumstances, but no. My granddad died of lung cancer and was a chain smoker for years, and that doesn't. You hear the cough in the morning and all that, and
yeah.
That kind of cures you from wanting to be a smoker. But no, I have not been smoking cigarettes. Just this darn sinus stuff or allergies or something. I don't know. And it's not COVID. I can report to you. I've tested. So I apologize. We'll continue on and carry on. I appreciate you all for listening across the state of Wisconsin. I want to pick up on something that came out last week. And this is kind of today. I thought we'd do a couple of things that Todd didn't think got enough airplay while I was gone for a couple of days last week. And the first one involves our old friend, as I say that sarcastically, good old Derek Van Orten. Congressman of the 3rd District, Derek Van Orten. And you might remember that a couple weeks ago, he got himself into some hot water. And it's very important to remember that Van Orten has not disavowed this claim. Either one, actually. That last week, he claims to have had about 50 or so constituents in his office. His office door was open for a while, and people took snapshots into the office on a table of several, I would say 8-9 bottles of liquor and booze and wine. And then he took these people on a tour late night of the Capitol, as members of the House of Representatives are able to do. And they were going through the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, and the U.S. Senate was in session at the time. And so these pages, these are high school teenagers who are nominated by their U.S. senator to go to Washington for a few weeks and be a page. It's a great, cool thing. These are high school kids. And it was their next to last day in the Capitol. And then they were going to go home to the respective states. And so as a remembrance, they were in the rotunda taking photos of the rotunda before they left Washington. And apparently at least a couple, three of them were lying on their back, as happens at the state capitol all the time. And they're lying on their back because they wanted to take a shot straight up into the dome of the rotunda, which is a beautiful, beautiful sight. Happens all the time. People do this. Well, Derek Van Orten, and I'm not going to say allegedly because he's basically confirmed that this is true. He walked through the rotunda and encountered these kids, these high schoolers, these teenagers, and started to verbally berate and verbally abuse them, using the F word several times, using the S word several times, calling them jackasses, lazy, and to get up off the floor. And we've read the transcript. And so what happened was, one of these kids was smart. And as soon as this occurred, the kid wrote down verbatim what Van Orten said. And this got to the press. Well, Van Orten has not denied the accuracy of this transcript. Not denied any of it. He simply says he did it to, his excuse then was, oh, I was protecting the valor of dead Union Civil War soldiers, some of whom are buried under the state, under the U.S. Capitol, which is false. All right, number one, that's a lie. The U.S. Capitol was used as a field hospital, partly for the Civil War. There are no U.S. soldiers buried underneath the Capitol. And so Van Orden's kind of excuse is just bunk, all right? He was supposed to meet, and then the whole thing got, well, you know, the Republicans tried to spin this that, oh, Van Orden's being attacked for having alcohol in his office. No, that's not what it's about at all. As we've discussed before, it's not unusual for a member of Congress or even the state legislature to have maybe a bottle in the office or a six-pack in the office. I would not call it common in my 25 plus years in politics to have cases or bottles of liquor in an office. Not usual. But that's not what this is about. And again, we cannot prove whether Van Orden was legally drunk or not. He hasn't said either way. He simply admits to having a couple of beverages before this happened. But this is not about Van Orden having alcohol in his on his office. What this is about is a United States congressman, a member of Congress, a Navy SEAL, or at least a former Navy SEAL, encountering high schoolers and getting up in their grill, inches from their face, and using profanity continuously and verbally abusing kids. He was supposed to have a press conference back in his district on PFAS, you know, for water. I believe in the town of Campbell, just south of La Crosse last week. He canceled it at the last minute. Didn't want to be exposed to tough questions. Well, now it comes out last week, courtesy of the Wisconsin Radio Network, great writer, great reporter, Bob Haig from last week. saying a member of Wisconsin's congressional delegation wants a colleague to release video footage of a third House member behaving badly. That'd be a great name for a reality show, Mr. Summers. House members behaving badly. Democrat Mark Pocan here in Madison sent a lengthy letter to Janesville Republican Brian Stile, who chairs the House Administration Committee, regarding the allegations against Republican Derek Van Orten. So here's what happened. This is smart, right? And both sides should want this, quite frankly, to get the truth out there. Mark Pocan has written to his Wisconsin colleague, Brian Stile, who chairs this committee, the House Administration Committee, and has requested the video footage because we all know there are cameras in the Capitol, particularly the rotunda, and we know this because, of course, House Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy, released hundreds of hours of video footage from the rotunda from January 6th and gave it to Tucker Carlson at Fox News. We know this happens. We know that Republicans have set a precedent of releasing this video footage. So Mark Pocan says, hey, we know we got it. So let's just get the truth out there. Let's release this video footage and see if, in fact, Derek Van Orten was getting inches from the face of these kids, these minors, and up on their grill. And let's see how bad this really was.
And it goes both ways, too. Maybe those kids were actually, I strongly, highly doubt this, but maybe those kids actually were being disrespectful and they were laying on their rolling around in mud and dumping alcohol of their own on the ground, or I don't know, something that they should not be doing.
My guess is no, but yes, to your point, both sides should want this.
Yes.
Because let's just get the truth out there. So Congressman Pocan wrote this great letter to Congressman Brian Stile of Janesville. And here's the kind of the money paragraph or line in this thing. Pocan writes to Stile. He says this, quote, as the chairman of the House Committee on Administration, you have already provided security footage to members of the public, including the media. In fact, in February of this year, you provided over 44,000 hours of Capitol surveillance footage to the insurrection from the insurrection on January 6, 2021, to then Fox News host Tucker Carlson, and stated at the time that the move was made in an effort to be transparent and that, quote, the majority is focused on accountability, transparency, and restoring the people's trust, unquote. That is beautifully written. Because what's Congressman Stile going to say? He can either say, yes, I meant what I said when we did it for Tucker Carlson, that we want to establish accountability, transparency, and restoring people's trust, or actually, I didn't mean that.
See, here's the thing. We knew when we sent it to him that he would pick 5 minutes out of 44,000 hours where people are just kind of walking around.
Right. So I love the fact that Congressman Pocan has written this letter to the chairman of the House Committee on Administration, Brian Stile. And we're going to see, so far, apparently no news. No news. Do you think that Brian Stile should release the videotape? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Should we be allowed, the public, to see the tapes of Congressman Derek Van Orten? Should people in Eau Claire, in Chippewa Falls, in La Crosse, in Amory, in Richland Center, in Platteville, in Boscobel, in Prairie du Chien, should people, the constituents of the 3rd District of Wisconsin, should they be allowed to see the public footage of their congressman and how he behaved in front of teenagers in the U.S. Capitol? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I think absolutely. I mean, if Brian Stile doesn't have the chutzpah to release this, he's just a chicken, you know what? I mean, just a partisan pansy. That's what he is.
You're right, but it's so easy to get out of that nowadays.
Well, that's why we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's just trying to, and again, it's about the truth. To Mr. Zahmer's point, maybe there's something in there that could somehow defend Congressman Van Orden and say, yeah, those kids are kind of schmucks. My guess is no.
Maybe he should just be an adult and say sorry.
Right.
And be like, hey, you know what? This was uncalled for. I shouldn't have acted this way towards anyone, let alone children. Maybe I drank too much. I am not going to drink during my work day anymore.
That could be helpful. What do you think? Should the tapes be released? And remember, these are public tapes under the control of the U.S. House of Representatives. Should these tapes in the Capitol, in the rotunda of Derek Van Orden verbally abusing teenagers be released? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Spooner, Wisconsin. Beautiful Spooner. Paul in Spooner, we appreciate you listening and calling in. What say you?
Well, of course it should be released. I mean, the Family Values Party should be behind this and say we support everything and we support transparency, and there we go. This is how we behave.
I think that's
been drinking.
You just made a great point, Paul. Because again, what do we hear? That many of their stances on abortion are about quote unquote protecting kids. Shouldn't they want the same protection for kids that are already born?
Rarely they don't.
I don't know. I that's a great point, Paul. And I appreciate you listening. Are you listening to us on the app or over the air?
Over the air out of Chippewa Falls.
Great, beautiful Chippewa Falls, our new station up there, WCFW The Tap in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Appreciate you, Paul. Thanks for listening and thanks for joining us. Great call. That is a great point by Paul. That should the party of so-called family values want to make sure that these kids, this is the thing that gets me as a former Republican, that for years I heard it preached to me that this is a party that cares about family, about kids. But time and time again, as we have seen over the last few years, it's gotten only worse, that all they care about, or seemingly care about, is making sure that kids get born. And by golly, once they come out of the vaginal canal, you're on your own.
And also with family values, let's say you have two dads. Oh, well, that means you're going to be a terrible person and they're un-American. But if your dad gets drunk and yells at you and calls you nasty things, that's fine.
Right. I mean, if you're the Family Values Party, you care about kids when they're born. You care about taking care of them, their health care needs. And for goodness sake, you care if a United States former SEAL, a congressman, attacks them in the Capitol. Back after this, more after this on the Todd Lyle Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast.
Chance for scattered thunderstorms
today.
Otherwise, partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 81. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms
tonight.
Lows dip down to about 52. Highs around 78 tomorrow. Low 80s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 70s, mainly clear skies Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 59.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. And at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock coming up. In the 2 o'clock hour at 2:30, our friend, and now we'll call him ongoing contributor. I hope he doesn't mind that. We're honored each and every time he comes on. I'm going to try to catch up with John Roach about once a month here on the show. So John Roach, a writer, a screenwriter, a novelist. I call him a renaissance man, John Roach, because there's really nothing that I don't think he can't do. And he's good at almost everything he touches, in my opinion. And he's just a chill dude. He's lived a great life, and he has great perspective. So catching up with writer, author, and screenwriter John Roach in our 2:30 segment in hour number two. Right now, taking your phone calls, taking your texts. Mark from the SAC, you were with us, and somehow he got cut off. So if Mark is listening, please give us a call back, Mark. Not sure what happened there on the line. Asking this question that Mark Pocan, here in the Madison area. Mark Pocan has written an official letter to his Wisconsin colleague, Congressman Brian Stile, Republican from Janesville in the 1st District. Congressman Brian Stile, chairs this House committee, which has oversight over the actual buildings, the House Committee on Administration. And Congressman Pocan has asked Congressman Stile to release the videotape of their fellow Wisconsin congressman, Derek Van Orten, from Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District along the Mississippi River, release the video footage from the Capitol Rotunda that shows Van Orten having this encounter with kids, Senate pages, high school kids, where he does not deny that he used the F-bomb and several other swear words in verbally berating these kids for taking pictures on their back in the Capitol Rotunda. Mark Pocan wants Congressman Stile, to release this video footage. He asked him last week, and so far, no response. Should the video footage be released? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We welcome in Mark from the SAC. Thanks for calling back, Mark. What say you?
Absolutely release the tape. That it's just ridiculous that it hasn't been released so far. That if this would have been a Democrat that had done this, it would have been up the next day. I mean, that's the absolute hypocrisy of these men and women. And it seems now that it's hypocrisy on both sides. But let's face it, that this guy, he's a loose cannon. That he likely violated the rules when he was beyond the barriers that were set up outside the Capitol. So he was participating in the insurrection, even though he didn't go in the building. He was part of it, part and parcel of it. And he's just it's just criminal behavior, as far as I'm concerned, and that he was engaged in then. And what he did with these kids was not criminal behavior, but it's certainly just beyond the pale.
Well, I thought that Paul and Spooner had a great point about this is supposed to be the party Republicans of family values. Shouldn't they be concerned about the kids? Wouldn't they want to know that if kids are being verbally abused?
Well, the whole problem is that violence doesn't apparently violate family values when you're either swearing at kids or let's face it, how many decades ago was it they actually made beating your wife illegal?
Yeah.
I mean, that it wasn't that long ago that it was still legal to physically abuse your spouse. I mean, that it is just something that still hasn't been addressed, and that the man needs to be called to account for it. We need to see that video, even though And he could lay everything to rest by having it released.
Exactly.
He'd say, well, see, it wasn't all that bad, you know, but it was that bad. Clearly, it was all that bad. That's why they haven't released it.
That's my feeling, too. Mark from the SAC, always appreciate my friend.
Brother.
Yep, thank you for calling in. You can be like Mark. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You can give us a call or text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it for your favorite Apple and Android device. Simply type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download it. It takes less than 30, we'll call it 1 minute, but it is free. That's what Gail King calls a deal. From the text line on WMDX here in Madison, listener asking, is there audio to go with the Derek Van Orten videotape? Short answer is, I don't know. My guess is probably not. And I base that on a couple of things. My time at the state capitol, to my knowledge, there's only video on those cameras at the state capitol, not audio. And to my knowledge, and again, I didn't watch all the January 6th hearing, but I don't remember a lot of audio being used at that. It was mostly video. But I could be wrong. That's a great question. We'll try to find out. But I'm not sure whether there is audio to go along with the Derek Van Orten tape. Also from WLCX, our brand new station up in La Crosse, the Eagle up there in La Crosse. Listener listening in, we appreciate that. They say yes, that absolutely the videotape should be released. Says Derek Van Orten is a proven bully. Hard to argue that one, because this guy has a pattern, you understand. He has also verbally gone after a teenager at a public library in Prairie du Chien, because during Pride Month, they had a pride display of books that were supportive of kids and people who are LGBTQ. Derek Van Orten goes nuts, starts berating this kid. The kid said they were terrified, used the word terrified, of Derek Van Orten. Van Orten goes ahead and checks out all the books but one, because somebody was actually reading one, and I guess brought him back. And this is what's really, this guy, he goes, he's part of a church who, if you look at their church platform, they're absolutely deathly opposed to LGBTQ people related to sinful practices. But yet he claims to be someone who supports LGBTQ kids. He, you know, straight, I guess, but in his own memoir, he brags about exposing some guy's balls to a female soldier, and then he checks out all the gay books. So I don't know. It seems, I mean, that's the case. Welcome, Congressman. Come on over. The water's fine. I'm sure Mark Buchanan would love to welcome you into the caucus. So I'm not sure what's going on with Derek Van Orten. I do know he has a pattern of bullying people and being a bully. And it's high time that we see this public tape in the Capitol Rotunda of Derek Van Orten going after these kids. Good job by Mark Buchanan, by the way. And Brian Stile. We're going to find out more and more about this guy, Brian Stile, who wants to pattern himself after his former boss and predecessor, Paul Ryan. But now inside a week, Brian Stile, first of all, said that if Donald Trump is the nominee for president in 2024, that Brian Stile will support him. Paul Ryan says, no, I will not. Now, Brian Stile has a chance to release public tape showing what happened when Derek Van Orten verbally attacked these kids. We'll see. Does Brian Stile stand with Donald Trump and Derek Van Orten, or does he stand with Paul Ryan? Because you can't do both. Can't do both, Congressman Stile. Whose side's you on? We are on the side of the people. We are on the side of truth. We'll pursue that in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Mega
Peggy Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.